Jan Kahn is a poet and has published 4 previous books of poetry with Baku Press. Our friend Simon Dardick there from Baku. And Jan.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. Also echoing thanks to Zeke and Simon and, of course, to Kitty. The book is divided into 6 sections, and the first section is about, well, I should tell you what the whole book is about. It's based on Margaret Mee, M-E-E, who is was a most remarkable botanical illustrator and explorer and naturalist. So she has 10 orchids and bromeliads named after her. She was the first one to find them and describe them. She did her maps hand-drawn from the 15 trips that she made on her own with guides into the Amazon. So she was a genius. And so Kew Gardens in England has portfolios of hers. They have about 40 of her travel and sketchbooks, so amazing resource, and about 50 of her original, very, very large gouache paintings. So I've been privileged to be able to go there several times and to work on them. So I found them, and also to work in Brazil. And because I'm a biologist, I've been to several of the places where she was traveling and working. So a lot of the poems are actually in her voice. And the beginning, the first series of poems are before Margaret Mee was born and before she was in the Amazon. So it's trying to imagine it pre all the European explorers, sort of. And in this first one is based on a tribal mask that was collected by Alexandre Rodriguez Ferreira, who is a fabulous, actually originally Portuguese, naturalist and painter and biologist. And so this mask dates from the late 1700s, so it's very old. And Bolivar, you probably know, was a very important liberator in Latin America, Simon Bolivar, so he's mentioned briefly, sort of a cameo appearance. It's called Charm Against Personal Fears. He wants his own teeth back, not these jaguar... Sorry. Start again. Zeke, what are you doing back there? I'm starting again. Erase this, please. Charm Against Personal Fears. He wants his own ears back, not these jaguar ears, brilliant red. He has about 60 teeth in his mouth, identical glossy rectangles like keys from a dismembered piano. He wants his own teeth back. Bolivar, he screams, but he really means Rodriguez Ferreira, who collected the thing. Out of his mouth crawls a giant anaconda. The eco-tour guide shrugs. Choose the extreme transformation, showing off for your girl. It happens every time. His runs away with the stuntman from the African Queen. And then the other 5 sections of the book are a series of her 15 trips, sort of relatively speaking chronologically. And this one, she was trying to get to the top of a mountain. So in northern, everyone sort of thinks the Amazon, it's very heterogeneous, actually, and has a lot of landscape in it, but on a kind of amazing scale. So there are mountains in the northern Amazon, and this one was one that had never been climbed by a European. And Richard Spruce is a very famous British botanist who spent many years living in the Amazon. He was particularly a botanist, so he brought back thousands of specimens, and they're still residing in various herbaria in Europe. So this is Mountain of Mist and Cloud. When I exhale, mist rises above the ebony waterways, so I must be a god, albeit minor. A mountain god? No one ascends Pico da Neblina without the requisite guides. Recklessly, I invoke secret charms. Richard Spruce never climbed this one. I shall be the first European up the southern approach. But south, bad luck. I fear the crimson of the road to the south. How the tint of it drowns, dissipates in still water. Our whole expedition slowly submerging. Must I bind two scarlet arara feathers to my upper arms, like the Waika men, to scale this blue-black, voracious hunk of granite? Will it feed on me? In the village, the shaman steams in the midday sun. Painted black serpents writhe across his chest. In his eyes, I see some dark shape crawling blindly forward on hands and knees. Someone in the crowd plaits and unplaits my unruly blonde hair. What am I doing here? I thought I resembled a flower, silk, raw silk, but unraveling, petal after petal, down to the core. Here's the core. Is it brilliant yellow? Is this the one they call Margaret? Shall I lift my carnelian skirts and begin the ascent? So one of the odd things about, I don't speak Portuguese very well, now muito bem, but I love the sound of it. And one of the things I discovered after many years of being in Portugal, in Brazil, because I'm a little slow sometimes with language, is people were using this word for hat, chapéu. And I was thinking, chapéu. And I finally got somebody to write it down for me, and it's chapeau in French. And it's just because there's a lot of influence in the Amazon, partly, in the 20s because of the rubber boom. And so there were some foreign words introduced, and hat, of all things, chapeau, was one of them. So it's in here. the Santa Casa. Oh, catasetum is a beautiful kind of orchid, which you won't probably know because it's got red flowers, very, very unusual looking. And I am on the hospital terrace painting catasetum, each flower a red-eyed spirit mask topped with an extravagant five-petaled chapeau, one-of-a-kind Rio creation. The room where I sleep is massive and dark, uninhabited since patients from the epidemic walked or were carried away. All night, a vampire bat flits between my mosquito net and the parrot's wooden cage, terror in its small, sharp teeth. Outside, the forest is streaked with a chaos of flashlight beams, transforming leaves into phantasmagorical shapes. The novelty delights the Waika, who, for these cheap metal torches, traded their elegant feather earrings. Beyond the mission walls, a man who lost his wife to measles wails, calling down the stars from the faraway night sky to plunge into the river and drown. And this one is very short. In a sort of, I guess probably a total of 6 or 8 of the poems are quite short, and I try to sort of become the flower or whatever it is I'm describing. And this is, clusia is a beautiful flowering tree in the Amazon, and the flowers in this particular species are white, and they're really lovely, very elegant looking. Clusia species. Ruffled pearl white flowers, dainty lingerie. Shining serpentine leaves buffed silver, cobalt, like little minnow backs in underwater glow. Leaf vein seals two leaf lips shut. White seamed bud hangs petite baseballs amidst the green and roaring crowds. This next last poem, mistaken for thieves, mentions the national Brazilian tree, Pau d'Arco. Pau d'Arco is a, well, usually when you see it, because you don't see the baby trees, you don't notice them so much. They're very large, lovely trees, and they have characteristic, either, depending on the subspecies, brilliant, really brilliant yellow, or very beautiful white or pink. And they're lovely, and the wood is also very aromatic. Mistaken for thieves. Mistaken for thieves on the night of the feast of Judas. Nobody home. We hang hammocks from the pale-branched Pau d'Arco. Tormented by dreams of gentlemen in navy frock coats. They are not butlers. Moonlight seeps in, silvering our limbs. The snarling half-blind dogs in the small enclosure next door. Now, owl, black-beaked and hooded, sings his assassin song. The rodent folk are mesmerized, so much terror. How does it fit into the plush slippers of their bodies? Fear in us resides back of the brain, rushing up and down the spine like an express train. Owl, owl, not now, not now. Listen, the moon is your showboat, your roulette wheel, ours too. What thieves value most, gasoline for their clandestine travel, stranding us here with owl and terror, nights without moon, unpenned, ravening dogs. Thank you.